Fife Flyers coach Todd Doughty, a 4-1 defeat today to Nottingham Panthers. There's elements of that game you could be proud of, can't there?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think we came out, we knew that they were going to try to overwhelm us in that first period. I thought the first period was relatively close. You know, they generated a couple of great chances against us, but Brownie stood tall. It was that second period we really got stretched a little thin and maybe got caught taking a chance or two. They exposed that, and bang, bang, we found ourselves down 2-0. We regrouped going into the third period, and we were looking for a spark. We changed a few things up. We got one out of Dings, and it looked at that point that it was game on. Shortly after that, we came down and looked as if we had scored another one, but the whistle apparently had already gone. I guess the real killer blow was they came right down the next play and regained their two-goal cushion. Corey took a pretty savvy timeout and switched up his tactics to that 1-4, and they just shut us right down.
But the game today, you were here, you enjoyed the atmosphere for what it was worth. That Ryan Dingle goal, it seemed to come at a time when it didn't look as though there was a goal coming.
No, and that's something we addressed. I know that to score against this ice hockey club, you're going to have to generate some junk out in front of the net, and we weren't able to get that net presence today. I know guys wanted to be there, but Nottingham's transition is so quick. Any turnovers or any carelessness on the puck we had, the puck was turned the other way, and all of a sudden, before you know it, we were 120 feet back down the ice. So it's possibly Nottingham's best performance against us this year, but that's a good ice hockey club.
Is that a sad end to the season? I know you've got the game at Cardiff tomorrow, but when you look back on the last few weeks and how the season's transpired overall, is it a sad end?
Well, you know what? I think that after we beat Bray Head in that quarterfinal matchup, there was a bit of a belief in the squad and a real feeling that this could be a year that something special happens for the club. But, you know, those things aren't just handed to you. They're earned. And Nottingham will certainly earn their spot in the final. A little bit disappointed. I know there'll be a lot of disappointment in our dressing room, but these guys got a lot to hold their heads up high with tying Bray Head on points in the conference this year, ultimately beating them out for the spot in Nottingham, and overcoming a lot of the adversity that they'd faced earlier and criticism they faced early in the season. Really proud of the guys. Probably stings a bit now, but hopefully they look back on the season fondly, and as I know I will.
David Brown, a great performance from him tonight. The four goals, a little bit unlucky from his point of view, but what a performer for you.
Yeah, Brownie's been a big reason of our success as the last couple of months. He's been steady as a rock back there, and really won us some hockey games. So I'm a little bit disappointed for Brownie too. I would have liked to have seen him perform in a final, but that's not to be, and who knows what the future holds, right?
Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.